Inside the Huddle with Sky Sports, Neil Reynolds and Jeff Rimebo.
Hello and welcome to Inside the Huddle, our final offering from the Super Bowl Media Center here in Houston, Texas this week as we look ahead to Super Bowl 51, the Atlanta Falcons against the New England Patriots. And we've got a star-studded lineup for you today, including, of course, my regular podcast partner and resident coach, Jeff Rimebold. And we're joined by the Minnesota Vikings Pro Bowl tight end, an old friend of ours, Kyle Rudolph. Thanks for joining us, Kyle.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Coming back, 2017, Vikings back to London. How'd you feel about that?
We're excited. Looking forward to it. Obviously, such a great experience last time we came over and played at Wembley. Now we have an opportunity to play at a different stadium in London, so really looking forward to it and excited to get back.
Jeff, we just recently did a tour of the UK with some Vikings players. We missed our boy didn't
we
come with
our
us this
guy.
Time.
He's had some changes. Up, right? He's had some changes
there's,
in his life.
There's no way. There's no way it will be the same without me. I know you guys missed it.
It's not
there.
The same. Yeah, it wasn't. But you've had
a little busy now at home.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Family.
Twin daughters. They'll be 4 months old tomorrow on Saturday. So. It's been a lot of fun. They're great kids, and they've already got daddy wrapped around their finger.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just say,
you know what twin daughters is? Payback.
You got to renegotiate that contract.
Yeah,
get it up a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Super Bowl 51, of course, the Falcons and the Patriots. But let's talk about the Vikings season first. The last undefeated team left in the season. They say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Yeah. So what kind of went wrong, really, this year?
You know, the amount of adversity that we had to deal with this year, not only on the field with players getting hurt. I mean, our head coach had 4 eye surgeries. You lose your starting quarterback the week before the first game and then starting running back, countless offensive linemen. It says a lot about our team and the character of guys that we have for getting to the position at 8-8. We had opportunities to win probably 3 games if you go back and look at the course of our season. Fourth quarter leads that we either blew or had the ball with a chance to win the game. And, you know, for us to have the opportunity, those are normally games that we win. And we had the opportunity to be another 11-win team. So a lot of reason for optimism in the future because of the guys in that locker room, but also, you know, our leader and Coach Zimmer and what he's built there.
Jeff, you always sing the praises of Mike Zimmer. And again, as Kyle said, overcoming that adversity, he's a really good coach for guiding a team through that. How do you see the Vikings going into 2017?
You know what, I think the Vikings are going to be really good. We had the 3 guys over on the tour, and they got 2 really good young linebackers. You know, Harrison Smith is right now in the prime of his career as a safety. They've got great rush off the edge. You got to watch the Pro Bowl. You can see that. You know, Linville Joseph inside is a beast of a beast. This guy has to get some guys in the huddle with him that he recognizes week to week. Because last year when they got in the huddle, I'm sure Kyle looked and said, "Who are you?" Because you weren't here last week. But when they get that back and they get their quarterbacks healthy, they're going to be a good football team.
One guy we do recognize in the Vikings huddle is number 28, Adrian Peterson. But it does seem as if there's some uncertainty there. I mean, do you kind of get involved in looking at any of that stuff, or do you just stay out?
Yeah, you stay out. I mean, unfortunately, that's part of the business that we're all in. Yeah. And you know, you look back throughout the course of history and, you know, seeing Joe Montana in a Chiefs jersey or Emmitt Smith in a Cardinals jersey. We certainly hope that our Hall of Famer is never in anything but a Vikings jersey. And I know I speak for all the other guys in our team when, you know, we all hope that he's back there in purple again next year.
It's the business of the business, Jeff, right, as you often say?
Yeah, it's what it is. And, you know, these guys have a unique position in that, you know, the NFL, as has been said a number of times, not for long. You're only in this league a very short time, and that's why when a guy renegotiates a contract, you got to recognize their window of opportunity is very small. And talking about a window of opportunity, this team is in the window of opportunity to win a Super Bowl, in my opinion.
You got to renegotiate those contracts, Jeff. If you've got 2 daughters' weddings to pay for, you know, you got to start saving.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Super Bowl 51 then, and I've heard it said all week, Kyle, this is going to be a chess match. I mean, every game to a degree is that kind of thing. But your position, tight end, is a position about mismatches. And this could be a game of mismatches, whether it's the Falcons running backs on the Patriots linebackers. I mean, do you see this being a good open passing game?
You know, it's interesting because you look at the success that New England has had, especially on the defensive side of the ball throughout Bill Belichick's entire reign there. And what he does well. He takes away what the opposing offense does best. And everyone knows that's Julio Jones. And A, how much extra help is it going to take away Julio Jones, a guy who's one of the best receivers in our game? But B, what do they do then with all the other playmakers on that offense?
Yeah.
The running backs, Mohamed Sanu, Gabriel, the other receivers, they got a couple of tight ends that can run and catch the ball. So it just seems like Matt Ryan has so many options at hand.
Yeah,
you take Julio away, but then what do you do with the other five guys that can burn you on any play?
And Jeff, we're going to look at this when we get into our pregame on Sunday, but they use the running backs like receivers. They use the running backs like tight ends, the Falcons.
Yeah, you know, whether it's Tevin Coleman, who can go out there and play spread out, you know, and be basically a receiver, or Freeman is so dynamic once he catches the ball.
Right.
I think, this is my own personal thing, just looking at it from a coaching standpoint, they got to find a way to get Kyle Van Noy out of the box and matched up against one of those running backs. I think that's a win for him.
That's a win against any linebacker. With those guys in space, it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we saw a couple of games this year where they split them out like wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
They're outside, they're in the slot, they move more over
the Denver game comes to mind with the running backs catching the ball. It's incredible what they can do.
Let's talk about Julio Jones, because he's built like a tight end.
I mean, he runs a lot faster than the tight end now.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there is no real star tight end in this game, is there? Martellus Bennett is probably that. Atlanta don't use the tight end as much as some teams, but Julio is built like a tight end.
No question. And, you know, to Martellus's credit, you know, when Gronk goes down, everybody was so worried about that Patriot offense and what they would do and the extreme void that would be left. And he stepped up and he's played extremely well. He is a guy, we were talking about mismatches earlier, who you can create mismatches for. And, you know, whether he's guarded by a smaller safety or a linebacker that may not run as well, you know, he's a guy that you can create opportunities for.
I think as you look at the game and we talk about the tight end position, I think people kind of undersell Austin Hooper, that young tight end out of Stanford.
Get more involved
he
now,
can
right?
run. Mm-hmm. He can make plays as a receiver. And again, that's what those tight ends are going to need to do.
Oh, and when you're sitting in a meeting room and you're the New England Patriots defense, is Austin Hooper the first thing that comes to your mind when you're game planning? So, you know, that creates opportunities. I think he had a couple big catches in the Green Bay game.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's just so many things that you have to worry about with that offense. Yep. It creates incredible opportunities for the guys inside.
And we often see that. There's an unsung hero of a Super Bowl, an X factor, a guy we haven't planned for. Mm-hmm. We see that all through the playoffs. Julio's a little bit unselfish. I always see you as me and Jeff talk about you as you're an unselfish player. You will block and you will catch. And Julio seems to be that. I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
Often the only thing that moves as fast as a wide receiver's feet are his lips, but it's not the case with Julio Jones.
Not at all. He's like, not only said one of the best receivers in our games, but he's one of the best guys, and he's an extremely team first guy. And you know, I mean, he's as big and strong and physical as anyone out there. So you know, when he gets his hands on guys, they're not in for a very pleasant afternoon.
All right, now we didn't have you on the tour recently, but you know when we did the tour, we always play a couple of little games along
Absolutely.
The way. So you'll remember finish that sentence, but this is not going to be – you're looking worried already.
Not at all. You guys should be worried.
Look, oh, right.
Yeah.
These
you
are
remember
pure,
some of the things
I know,
that
came
out
of my mouth.
And that's why these are pure football ones.
But Sully's not here, so we feel a little more comfortable.
So these are easy. These are football ones.
What football are we talking here?
The Falcons – your football.
Okay.
The Falcons will win on Sunday if –
The Falcons will win on Sunday if they can pressure Tom Brady.
That's what it all comes down to, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the Patriots and the only two Super Bowls they've lost, it's the Giants getting pressure on Tom Brady, getting him off his spot. If you don't do that, it doesn't matter who you got. He's going to pick you apart.
It's a developing defense, Jeff. It's a growing defense. But do they have the horses to get to Tom Brady?
Well, here's the thing. When you look at the matchups, you say Nate Solder and Cannon against Reed and against Beasley. I think Brady does a great job of sliding up in the pocket.
Yeah.
Now, whether those guards can handle Atlanta's inside guys, that's going to be the big key to me, because Atlanta's not a blitz team. They're not a team that's going to bring five to get pressure.
Well, you worry about blitzing Tom Brady, right?
Absolutely, but you think back again to the Giants Super Bowls, and where did all their success come from? It was Justin Tuck rushing in the middle.
Yeah.
It wasn't Strahan and Usi on the outside. It was Justin Tuck getting pressure up the middle, because like you said, Tom does such a good job of moving in the pocket, and the tackles are just able to push the defensive end.
Both these quarterbacks process information so quickly as well, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, again, when you're 39 years old and you've played, I don't know what,
seen it all, right?
How many years he's played, it's hard to build a defense or a scheme or a blitz that he hasn't seen.
Yep.
And they are so good in their blitz controls. They're so good on knowing where the hot is and all of that stuff. And Atlanta's not that kind of team anyway. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out.
All right, the other side of that then. The Patriots will win if?
Well, the Patriots will win.
Tom turns up. Tom and Bill to get on the bus.
As long as they're on the bus. No, I think it's important for the Patriots defense to be able to make Atlanta one-dimensional. You know, we talked about eliminating Julio Jones. You know, that's all and well, but not the easiest thing to do. But if you can eliminate whether it's the run game or make them one-dimensional in some way, that gives you a better opportunity to win the game.
You know, you're at the Super Bowl Media Center, by the way, when a media center comes complete with its own marching band. Brilliant.
The NFL.
They don't miss a trick.
No stone unturned.
Jeff, Patriots to win.
To me, you go and you just say you can't get behind by two scores early. You know, Atlanta has that ability. They've got more chunk plays than any offense in football. So they've got the ability to make big plays down the field plays. New England's not built to play from 14 down.
Right.
They have to stay close, get in front if they can. And I agree with what the big guy says. Make them one-dimensional. But when you talk about that, and this is the thing we've talked about, go back to 99. Greatest show on turf in New Orleans. The best offense in football against the Patriots. And they shut them down
because
Mike Martz wouldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan will run the ball.
Kyle, just wrapping up this segment of Inside the Huddle, who do you like on Super Bowl Sunday?
It's hard to go against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Like we joked about before, as long as they're on the bus and they're at the game, they got a chance. So the success that they've had over the last two decades, it's hard to go against. Obviously, there's positives on both sides.
Yeah.
You'd be happy for Matt Ryan and, you know, for him to get a championship and be up there in the category then with all the elite quarterbacks that have won. So as a fan, it's going to be a fun game to watch.
All right. And Jeff, I'd like to thank you as well, because earlier in the week, Jeff took a bit of heat for not wearing any socks on set. But you've gone full Jeff Reinbold.
I want this camera. I'll just stick your hand up and look how big that hand is.
That's how you catch all them passes. How does he drop it ever? Kyle, thanks for joining us. Give us a shake of that big head.
Yeah,
good job, man.
You.
We look forward to seeing you,
to see you, man.
London later this year with the Minnesota Vikings.
Thank you.
And we'll be back after the break with more from Super Bowl Radio Row here. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. Hello, welcome back to Inside the Huddle here in the Super Bowl Media Center in Houston, Texas. Our final part of Super Bowl week, and we've got some great guests to finish us off, starting with a British running back. I'm very proud to say a Pro Bowler from the Miami Dolphins, 1,200 yards this season. Jay Ajayi is with us, and a man who played more snaps than anyone else in the NFL this year, 148 tackles, linebacker Christian Kirksey from the Cleveland Browns. Jeff, you're still here. That's great. Don't leave me, man. Take us home, Jeff.
Never.
We're almost there.
Jay,
tell us about that season you had with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, it was a great year for me. I was able to overcome some challenges at the beginning of the year. Was able to have a productive season, my first year starting. It went well, and we were able to make the playoffs for the first time in a long time. So that was great for us as a team under a new coach. And now we just want to keep using that to propel us to doing more this upcoming season.
Christian, for you and the Browns, I guess a challenging season, there's no getting away from that. But for you personally, you kind of really developed this year, didn't you? You really, really looked like you took your game to another level.
Yeah, man, it all goes down to being coached well. You know, my linebacker coach, Johnny Holland, you know, I give a lot of credit to him. You know, I learned so much in this one year being coached by him than I did in my whole career. So it definitely falls back to him, you know, sharpening some of the things that we saw on film that I need to get better at. And that's what I did in order to have the type of season I had, was basically get in the film room, get stronger in the weight room, become a student of the game. And I think that really helped me take strides this year.
Jeff, we are always looking to grow the game in the UK, and these two have done a great job of that. Jay, obviously, for obvious reasons, being a British running back with his hands on the football, but both these guys were on our tour recently across the country.
It was absolutely awesome to be around these young guys. You talk about two of the most productive young players in the National Football League, rising stars in the National Football League, but better than that, great people, because every fan that interacted with them had a great experience. You know, Jay knows that there's a huge dolphin population in the UK, but my man Christian,
he's growing it, he's growing that Browns.
Every time we stopped, there was more Browns fans. So,
Jay, we did a few games on state, you know, throwing and catching. I mean, We got a way to go yet, haven't we, as a country?
I think it was cool going over there and just seeing just all the support, especially the Dolphins, seeing all the fans out there just shouting and screaming my name and all that. That was great. And then just knowing that we're going back to play this year, it's exciting, knowing that we have that ahead.
Did you enjoy the Pro Bowl down there in Orlando?
The Pro Bowl was great. Had a great time. Got to meet a lot of, the best players in the game right now and interact with them. That was amazing. And then the game itself, it was cool, Had a good time, had fun, and we won. So that was the most important thing.
That's what it's all about. You still got that competitive streak in you. You want to win the game at the end. We're going to talk about Super Bowl 51, of course, and I don't want to upset you, Jay, but we will talk a little bit of New England Patriots, I'm afraid. Okay. And Christian, Tom Brady kicked off his revenge tour against you and the Cleveland Browns.
He did. It looked like he was playing the whole season the way he played his first opening game against us. That just goes to show you how great of a player he is. And, he's in the Super Bowl for a reason.
Yeah.
It goes to show you that, he's a competitor. He's a leader on the field. And he'll do anything to win.
Jeff, one of the big things we took away when we worked with Christian in January was the talk of just how disciplined the Patriots are, and every team that faces them, you notice it straight away.
Well, the first thing, they're not going to beat themselves. They're going to make you beat them, and defensively, they're going to make you beat them left-handed, and offensively, they're going to make you pressure the quarterback, and if you can't do those things, they're tough to beat.
They always say the Patriots take away your one thing you do best. It looked like in Week 17, they tried to take you away, Jay. What's it like to run against that Patriots defense? Because I guess this week we're talking a lot about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, but tell us about the Patriots defense, which was the number one scoring defense in the NFL.
Yeah, kind of like what Jeff said, they make it really tough on you. They do a good job of scheming at, what the opponent's best strength is and taking that away. And, from a personal standpoint, they did a good job of just being stout on the defensive line and making it really hard to have clear running lanes. And, I that's probably what they're going to do against the Falcons. They have great running backs over there, and I know they'll have it on the, priority list to make sure that those guys can't have those open lanes to run.
The bookmakers make this, they think it's going to be the highest scoring Super Bowl in this game's history. Christian, can these defenses hang on? Can they hang on for dear life against these two offenses?
I can definitely agree. Those are two high-powered offenses. Right now, the Falcons is on fire. Yeah. They got two great running backs back there. And then their receiving core is almost second to none, in my opinion, with Taylor Gabriel, Sanu, and, of course, Julio Jones is playing at the highest level he can play at. So I think it's definitely going to be a high-scoring game. You got Tom Brady slinging the rock. You got good tight ends, you got good receivers, and, that running back, Lewis, he's definitely elusive coming out the backfield. And it'll be hard for a lot of linebackers to cover him, getting the ball out the backfield.
They've never lost the Patriots with Deion Lewis in the lineup for them. Jeff, this was interesting to me. I saw this. The Falcons running backs, Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, they've combined for 2,482 yards and 24 touchdowns. But the Patriots running backs, nearly 2,300 yards and 23 touchdowns. So they do it a bit more, there's three of them when you add in James White to Lewis and LeGarrette Blount, but the Patriots have got some running backs as well.
Yeah, they've got plenty of weapons. LeGarrette Blount's a guy that's a big physical guy. They got Lewis who can, make you miss. It's unusual. It's really unusual to do what's happening with Jay now in the National Football League, where you have one central focus running back. Normally it's by committee, and that's what makes his year so much more impressive to me.
Is there a running back in this game that stands out for you, Jay, or are they a combination that kind of forces together?
I think it's going to be a backfield versus backfield kind of game.
Yeah.
The way that the Falcons use, Coleman and Freeman together, they've kind of found that way to get them in the offense and get them involved and use them as weapons. And that's worked really well for the Falcons this season. And you can say the same for the Patriots. Those three running backs, that committee, they all have their different roles that they play for the New England, and they all play it to a T.
Yeah.
And so I feel that the real battle in this Super Bowl that's kind of not really being talked about is going to be the battle of the backfield versus backfield, which backfield can give the most production to their team.
Jeff, I mean, if the Patriots want to, and it's not often the Patriots have to play keep away because they have Tom Brady, but if they want to keep Matt Ryan out of rhythm and on the bench, then this could be a LeGarrette Blount game.
I agree with Jay. I think that the backfields here are kind of the story that nobody's talking about. And New England's ability to control the tempo of the game, control the clock, not so much time of possession, but just the tempo of the game. I think that's going to be critical. And to me, if you're Atlanta, you got to get Freeman and Coleman on Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah. Well, Christian, what's it like when you suddenly find yourself matched up against a running back, or because this could be a Super Bowl of mismatches. If you're a linebacker for the Patriots who's suddenly on Tevin Coleman, who's in the slot, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's something that a linebacker, you know, you don't want to get, you know, matched up with a guy like that in open field. You know, that's definitely one of those things that you want to shy away from.
Yeah.
So it'll be pretty challenging for these linebackers, but, you know, I'm anxious to see it. I want to see how they take care of business.
You played against Brady, both of you this season. When you're on the field with him or you're on the sideline, what is it that makes him so great in your opinion, Jay? Starting with you.
I think you know, he's been in a system that, you know, he knows it. They believe in him. He's their guy. He's their leader, and they all rally around him. And I think that, you know, having that confidence around the most important kind of play on your team, the quarterback position. You know, you can do wonders, and then he's a winner. So I mean, you can't fault him. He's done it, you know, over and over again.
It's the pain etched on his face.
That's tough, man. You got me over here.
I'm sorry, Jay. I'll cross that. No more Tom Brady. Well, like, let's flip it over then for
rough.
A second. I'll
that
ask you.
Rough.
What about the Falcons? What do you like with Matt Ryan and Julio and all the weapons they've got?
I mean, you know, they're an exciting group to watch. The firepower all across the board is, you know, Atlanta. You know, it's exciting speed. Julio is a great player at playing at a high level. And the running backs, Matt Ryan leading the way, you know, they have a really good offense. And it's going to be fun to see, you know, the Patriots, you know, see if they can do that, what they do in taking away their best players and stuff.
Christian, I'm going to ask you about Tom Brady then. I'm going to ask you how tough he is to defend.
Well, you know, he, like Jay said, he's been in a system that works for him for a while. And, you know, whenever you got a leader like that, you know, he demands greatness out of his other players.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's the type of quarterback that he doesn't like to get hit. He's going to throw the ball away before he take a sack. He's going to throw the ball to where only his receivers can catch it. If his receivers can't catch it, it's going to be incomplete. So he's definitely a smart quarterback who knows what he's doing and know how to utilize the guys around him. So that is what makes him great.
Yeah.
You know, that's his ball placement, you know, how he controls the offense is definitely a sight to see.
What about London, 2017? Jay, you get to run out of that tunnel at Wembley Stadium. Game's already a sellout. How do you feel about that?
I feel, like, excited. I mean, someone just told me that the game's sold out already. So, like, that's crazy. Just knowing how I wasn't able to play the last time that I was there, now coming back, and it's in Wembley, like, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a crazy atmosphere.
All right, we're going to get your predictions just as we wrap up. So how many are the Falcons going to win by? Because I know you're never going to pick Patriots.
I don't know how many they'll win by, but I hope it's a game that goes all the way to the fourth. You know, and we'll see who ends up getting it. We'll see.
I thought I was going to get him then, Jeff.
He tried.
Yeah, you stay on that fence, Jay. It's all right. Christian, for you, who's going to win this game?
Oh, man. I think we both have this thing against the Patriots because Tom Brady came and
he did his thing. You can't bring yourself to say it.
I would say the Falcons, man.
I want to say the Falcons, but I think it's going to come down to a last drive.
And the other team's going to win, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have to say their name. Jeff, you saving your prediction for Sunday night in the studio, or are you going to give it now, man?
No, I really think that when you give New England an extra week to prepare, and as well as they tackle and as disciplined as they are on defense, they'll minimize the damage of that offense. And I think that, you know, I just really believe that their experience and all of it's going to be too much for Atlanta in their first Super Bowl.
All right. Good job this week on Radio Row, Jeff.
Man.
It's been a lot of fun. Christian, Jay, we look forward to seeing you London in 2017. Two very good players there. And we want to see you join us on Sunday night from 10 o'clock, Sky Sports 1 and Sky Sports Mix. Thanks for watching all week here from Super Bowl in Houston in Texas. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now. Bye-bye.